At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. I'm here with Julio.
What up?
What's up? Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving. I tried to get on here a couple times, and shit just kept getting fucked up. So here we are. It's November 30th, 2024, 10:45 p.m. So I don't know what you would call that.
That's an early episode.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I know with my job shift and everything, I know we've had a little bit of a hard time getting together.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me and you had an issue, and then I tried to get on Thanksgiving morning with Tony, and he didn't feel good, you know? And so next weekend... I don't know if you remember the dude Brian. His son wound up committing suicide because of a fuck SSRIs. Up from the VA. Yeah.
No, that was a good episode, man.
He's coming.
That
on.
That was hard hitting.
He's coming on next weekend. It's not our usual episode, but. You know, and it's a little depressing, but he seems more upbeat, man. He's got a program that he's hooked up with, and they're fucking trying to get back at the VA. So we're gonna talk about that next week. We'll see if you can come on or not. It's gonna be like 7 or 8 Sunday morning.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see.
Regardless, that's going to be a great episode. I think that was one of your first ones.
Yeah, he was early, man. He's an old friend of mine. And
yeah.
You know, that's not our typical episode, but I think it's important. So we're going to do it again. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
All right. Let's kick it off here. Ah, no, wait. You know what? Carl was talking shit, so let's do that first. All right. Let's hear this. Am I sharing it? No.
No, you're not.
The fuck is this shit? Alright.
Hey, it's Carl.
Here, Julio.
Calling out of the bunker. I just got out. It's been a while. But the bunker's been rough. You know, things are tough, and you gotta save time for family, save provisions and all that stuff. But I just wanna say that I think I just came out of the bunker to say that for me, the way Julio feels about the Jews, Julio, whatever his name is, Julia, I don't like it. I don't think that's what this podcast is about. I don't think it's what it represents. But something else I think is that they say it's only a political podcast, but fuck, Trump is in. And I hope he does great, but I think they're going to kill that motherfucker. I really do. Fox, nice guy. Julio, whatever. He probably fucking slobbers in his sleep. Good guys! But...
All right, I think Carl was drunk.
You never know what alcohol will tell you.
Right. I know what he's saying, man. I do know what he's saying, Julio. I think when you're talking about Jews, I think you're really talking about Zionists.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But you don't articulate that.
Well, I have spoken about the fact that, you know, I'm like, the best coach that my daughter has ever had is Jewish. Like, I know good Jews.
Yeah.
They're amongst us. It's those people to hang out with, like the politicians, the elites, you know, that you just kind of see in the background wearing the little yarmulke, you know, and their fucking beards and their fucking little curls by their ears, you know.
Ashkenazis.
Yeah. That are fucking coming out of the grates in New York City with the tunnels that nobody fucking talks about.
Yeah.
That's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I mean, that is, I would consider that Zionism.
Yeah.
But it's just like everything else, man. It's like, you know, like, I talk shit about Ukraine, Russia, Israel. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the fucking government. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm talking about Zelensky. I'm talking about Netanyahu. I don't know how I hate to say it, but I kind of think Putin is all right, but we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. But I know.
I'm just saying, it's not the fucking citizens.
No, not
just
at
like
all.
It's just like, it's not all Jewish people. It's
no.
And I don't know, man.
Just like not all Southern, you know, like hillbilly people are racist or anything. Some of them are the most wholesome people I've ever met and hung out with.
Right.
You know, like, we come to find out that we share more in common because we have traditional family values.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's like, those are great things.
Some of those people were in my platoon. You know what I mean? Those are my brothers.
So, I mean, I get what Carl is saying, you know, and Carl, I am sorry I have not made the distinction clear, but that's kind of where I'm coming from. You know, I'm Latino, and I think that we do need to have an immigration deportation thing. And it doesn't mean that every illegal immigrant is bad. It's just, you know, like, why don't we get our country back in shape so that we can take care of other people after that?
Right.
That's all it is. It's not racism.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Speaking of hillbillies, I got a clip.
Okay.
Three bases and cocaine, as far as that goes, I don't do it. Uh-huh. Now, I take a drink, you know, every now and then I'll have a drink. And I will smoke a little red. I'll do some toot now. I'll do a little toot. You know, if somebody give it to me, offers it to me. I mean, you know, you just, it sounds polite if you don't. So I do a little toot, somebody offers it to me. But if I will not, I'll repeat, you know, I want y'all all know this right now, because I went down there to the restaurant and at that treatment center. I will not Freebase Cocaine is no longer part of my life. No, not drinking. I will have a drink. I will have a drink, and I'll smoke some reefer. I'll smoke a couple of doobies a day, or, you know, just to get you through the day. And I'll do a little toot every now and then. Yeah, I'll get about a half a G, you know, and just sit around, and me and Sally, my girlfriend, will do a little toot. Just, you know, for fun, you know, every now and then. And I'll tell you what, though, about that drink, I won't drink any tequila. Now, I might have a drink, but I won't drink tequila, because last time I drank that tequila, I got wild on that stuff, and I beat up Sally, hit Sally, broke a car window out, and I won't do that anymore. But, you know, that and Freebase, and I will not Freebase cocaine anymore. Freebase.
All right. I don't know who the fuck that was.
He looked like the guy from Righteous Gemstones. Didn't he?
He looked like he was from the '70s.
Yeah, with the sideburns and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesse Gemstone. I hope the devil fucks you dry. That was one of my favorite quotes from that. But hey, so I came back to work, and nobody knew I was coming back. Only like a limited group. So there were people that I knew that I wanted to surprise with my comeback. And the song that I played for them to know that I was there was There Will Come a Payday.
Nice.
And the thing is, I was kind of hiding. Like, I took over the speaker and I was playing the song. And they have no clue, you know, like, they have no reason to think that it's going to come on. And then all of a sudden, I see them, like, cock their head, like, what? Like, is Julio in the lobby? It was awesome.
So you still on the wagon?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty well.
All right, good. Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, like, honestly, like, I think I look even better. Sounds gay. I know you won't say anything.
Yeah, I don't comment on things like that. Yeah. If you think you look better, that's all that matters.
I do. Like, I'm looking at myself in the camera, and I think I look okay.
Ah, that reminds me of, I seen some kind of meme or something. It said, it was something about being on Zoom and somebody just looking at themselves, and they're like, I don't know, man. I can't remember how it went. But
here's a brief intermission so we can grab another beer.
We're back. All right. This is a meme. All right. It says, wife, don't talk about politics at Thanksgiving.
They're creating a world government mark of the beast. 2.2 billion people just got told they can't use certain words. They're announcing giant cult-like brainwashing. They're teaching five-year-olds how to suck cock in public school. They're creating a world.
That's an oldie but goodie. Good old Alex Jones.
And he's still. How did you do it, Chris, at Thanksgiving? Did you bring any of that stuff up?
Shit. I talk about whatever I want, man. Nobody challenges me or nothing. It's like I started drinking like fucking 9:45 and people didn't get here until noon. So they just agree with me and carry on with their day.
I
don't even know who really disagrees good. With me anymore. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I did really good. I didn't bring anything up. I think the worst thing I said, somebody, one of the uncles was grilling Lily about how lazy she was because Lily was saying she doesn't do anything. She has no chores or whatever, which is fake. But one of them said, Jesus wasn't that tired to sleep, all day. And then I made the joke saying that Jesus, even though Jesus was dead tired, he still got up. He still rose up. But at the same time, somebody said today at work, they're like, because I was telling them about that, they said, well, if you slept for 3 days and three nights, wouldn't you be called lazy?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I guess. But, I mean, he was dead.
Yeah.
Sorry, that wasn't as funny.
All right, I got another clip.
A lot of men have never been punched in the face, and that's a shame. If they had, society wouldn't be overrun with so much bitch-assery. But most of you weirdos grew up telling on people and getting participation trophies and have never dealt with any real adversity. As such, you think that being sad and having thoughts that you don't like are real problems. Consequently, we now celebrate Weak-Minded Men's Month. Pardon me, Men's Mental Health Month. As far as I'm concerned, it should be renamed Pride Month. Then you could stop beating around the bush with this depression, anxiety, and trauma bullshit and just openly identify as a woman, since you clearly want to be treated like one. Go live your truth as a pussy in a man's body. I'm sure the LGBTQ community will welcome you with open arms. But to everyone else, the best way to improve your mental health is to work on yourself. Get up early. Eat better. Stay away from losers and poor people. Stop doing drugs. Stop chasing pleasure and find your purpose. And for God's sake, go to the fucking gym.
That's about right.
Did you know that, dude?
No.
Okay, I thought you reacted at first. I liked how you said LGBTQ. That's a good one. Haven't heard that one yet.
No, I hadn't heard that one either.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just not myself tonight, man. I'm a little fucked up. This is probably the most fucked up I've been on here. But, I planned a couple of shows and then, you texted me, and I'm like, all right, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
So, what do you got?
I got a funny clip, actually.
All right.
Yeah, hold on. We recording?
Yeah, I'm waiting.
All right. It says, I'm voting for this police officer on my Oscar ballot this year. Epic. Let's see. Man, what is up with my damn audio?
Yeah, I can't hear shit.
There we are. Hold on.
That looks familiar, too. We'll see.
Yeah, so this is a police officer pulling over a car with two individuals in it.
All
right. Listen to what they say.
So you do currently have a California driver's license. You just don't have a physical copy on you at the moment.
That's my preferred method of identification.
And this is?
It's a cat caller. I'm currently identifying as a cat.
Fair enough. The information here on the tag, I'm assuming belongs to you, your boyfriend.
Yeah, that's so rude. I hope you know I'm recording.
Well, it wasn't my intention to offend you, but he just identified as a cat and you're wearing a Harrods Waltz t-shirt. So, forgive me if I came to a conclusion that you guys were involved in some sort of a homosexual arrangement.
I'm not mad that you think we're together, but you're using gendered language. Besides, I'm not his boyfriend, I'm his owner.
Okay. Well, look, we can do this the hard way if you'd like. I can have this car towed, because last I checked, a cat is not licensed to operate a motor vehicle in the state of California. We can have animal control come to take you to a shelter where your owner can retrieve you for a fee of $70 after you're given the necessary immunizations, which do include a rabies shot, possibly even spayed or neuter, whichever you prefer or identify with. Is that what you guys want to do here? What should we do?
I don't know. I don't have $70.
Sir, I can also request that a mental health care professional come down here on scene and do an evaluation of you, because you're considering letting him take a rabies shot rather than just give me an ID, use some manners so I can give you your ticket and move along.
I did see
that. I don't know how that officer stays so calm and cool, and every point that he made was like dead on. Like, if you identify as a cat, I can take you to the local shelter. You right. know what I mean?
It reminds me of when I got pulled over. All right, so I'm done with court.
Yeah.
All right, so fucking cops are super cool. You know, the judge was super cool. And I was joking around. I was saying it might be because of this podcast or may not, but it wasn't. I got fucking pulled over for drinking and driving. I was coming back from the VFW. All right, people. And, I was like two doors down from my fucking house and I seen blue lights. So I'm like, oh fuck. And the cop's like, he's like, all right, you been drinking? I'm like, yeah. He's like, where are you coming from? I said, the VFW. And it was one of the, so we've been getting laid off here and there off and on. We're back to business now. All right. And that's good. But, we were getting laid off every 2 weeks, work 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. And this was right at the beginning of all that bullshit. And, you know, my wife, 99% of the time she comes with me and she always drives. All right, so gambling night is on Wednesday. We'll get there at 7. They pull the shit at 8. And we're gone by 8:30. So, and I got to be in bed by 9. You know what I'm saying? Because I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, never had an issue with this shit any other time. But, you know, she got tired of me getting laid off every couple of weeks. And she didn't want to go because I was wanting to stay later. And so I'm like, all right, fuck it. I can handle this shit. And so everybody seen I was by myself and they started buying me drinks and shit. And I knew it was questionable. I'm like, all right, I only got a couple blocks. Fuck it. So next thing you know, I'm pulling up the street, blue lights, boom. The cop, you know, he's like, you been drinking? I'm like, yeah, I've been drinking. He's like, where are you coming from? VFW. He goes, all right, let's do a breathalyzer. I said, nah, fuck that. I've been told I'm not supposed to do that. He's like, all right, step behind the truck and let's do a field sobriety test. I'm like, man, I'm too old for that shit. Look, I said, my daughter's window is like within view of my truck. I said, I ain't doing that shit. And he was cool as fuck, man. He's like, all right, no problem. You know, and so he goes, let's go down to the station, do the paperwork. And so we went down there, we talked. He was a Marine. He was cool as fuck. And I just appreciate everybody that was involved, man. I mean, I learned a lesson from it. I'm never going to put myself in that situation again. And I shouldn't have put my, I'm just glad nobody got hurt. You know, and, you know, the judge, he thanked me for my service several times, and they wound up lowering it to something lower than a DUI. So I got no points on my license and shit. I got to pay a lot of money, which I'm all right with that, you know. The hardest part was All right, so when you don't blow, you automatically lose your license. So the fact that I couldn't be there for my wife and my kids if they broke down on the side of the road, man, that's what made me feel like a piece of shit. So, like, for the 2 or 3 weeks after that, I was depressed. I didn't drink for, like, 2 or 3 weeks. I was just fucking bummed out. But, you know, it all worked out, and I learned a lesson from it. So, here we are. Now I'm fucked up.
Yeah, but I think, like you said, like, you're not going to put yourself in that situation. And from what little you and I do interact, you know, in our spare time.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard you say anything about drinking and driving.
No, I never do. And I never will. You know
what I mean? And that's good. No. And I think, you know, from your story and your experience, I also benefited from it.
Right.
You know, yeah. And it gave me a wake up call. So,
yeah, man, I'm grateful for that. I mean, it was a curse and a blessing at the same time, you know, and I mean, that's all I can really say.
Sometimes Jesus and God shows up in a pair of cuffs.
You know what they say? Nice, hey, silver, you know what they say? Lucifer and Jesus are both the same person. That's been said. I don't know if you've heard that.
No, I haven't.
The morning star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right? I mean, you can look into the gospel and it says that it's like the yin yang with the balance of opposites, you know, and I'm not. All right, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but the yin and the yang are the balance of opposites. Without good, you cannot have bad. Without light, you cannot have dark. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, are they both necessary for us to be here? Maybe. What are you looking at?
I was looking at a video that maybe you should have been listening to as you were a little child that would have maybe saved you from doing some of these things. This is Donald Trump with Barron Trump when he was little.
Oh, boy. You're going to piss off the Trump derangement people.
Okay.
Okay, all A's. And when you get older, what are you going to remember? No drugs, no alcohol, no cigarettes. And you know what else? No tattoos. I don't ever want to see tattoos on you.
That's good parenting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that is something really a positive message. But then
I mean, a lot of parents say that, but not everyone listens.
Of course not. But
all right. Do you remember what time we started?
10:44.
Oh yeah,
we're about
for
half
real?
An hour in. Yeah.
All right.
10:45. So somebody decided to mic up tennis players during a tennis match. You know how, like, tennis players usually, like, make, like,
Yeah,
when they
yeah.
hit the ball?
Yeah.
All right, listen to this shit.
My gosh. I so this is going to be so good. Oh, come on. You're famous for your clothes. I'm going to be lying. Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Hey.
Is this real?
I don't know if you saw them, but they're wearing like they're wearing mics. And so they actually played their grunts and everything to the whole stadium. All right. I thought that was really funny.
Hey, I'm going to pause it, man. I got to piss like a racehorse.
All right.
All right, we're back. All right, so
this is for Carl. Carl, here's something that I have to think about that I think everybody needs to think about. It's just kind of interesting. I'm not having any judgment about it, but I'm just saying, just interesting.
This is why the genocide in Congo, the apartheid in South Africa, and exploitation of Africa as a whole is linked with Israel. Israel's largest export is diamonds.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up. Israel's largest export is diamonds? One thing we should all be in the habit of doing a little more often is using this little supercomputer you have in your hand to double-check crazy things when you hear them on the internet. Because we both know that there are no diamond mines in Israel. So I looked it up. And now we both know that, yeah, holy shit. Israel's biggest export are diamonds, even though they don't have any diamonds. Better stop this video before I say something anti-Semitic.
Yeah. Yeah, Carl. see what I got to deal with?
So there's probably, what you're saying is there's probably a lot of diamonds in Palestine, right? And they want those diamonds.
There's no fucking mines. Ain't no Jews fucking going in mines and doing shit. They're fucking going in grates in New York City in the tunnels and shit. And who knows what the fuck they're doing with the dirty mattresses down there. But nobody questions that, right, Carl?
All right. All right.
Oh, this will be a great one. Let's look at this one. You could read the title.
Ohio firefighter. Saving one dog more important than saving 1 million. Oh. Tried to get me to say that. Woo.
Hey, so have you seen this whole thing about the those orb UAPs and shit?
It's Operation Blue Beam.
Yeah, kind of, but
Project Blue Beam.
At the same time, the orbs have been appearing like throughout history, like during paintings and shit.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean. I think is it something coming back? Are we at a cataclysmic event status and some of these things that we see in paintings coming back?
I don't know, man. I really think what it is just energy. And it's between one realm and the other. You know, like a portal. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get into UFOs much. But I'm sure we're all going to be seeing them because the government's trying to push Project Blue Beam on us. All right. But I got this clip right here. It has nothing to do with UFOs.
I was so scared of hell when I was a kid. I remember when I found out that gay people go to hell, according to the church, and I got scared. Because I'm not gay, but what if God thinks I'm gay? What if I come off a little queer to the Lord? What if he happens to glance at me when I hit my toe and I'm like, ow? He's like, I know where you're going. I mean, that's their thing. I don't believe that. God doesn't hate you because you're gay. God made you gay because he hates you. No. I'm just kidding. But you know who I feel sorry for? Who I really feel sorry for is a gay man's sperm. Just think about that. It's a tough destiny. Being a sperm inside of a gay man, this is hard luck. Because if you're gay, that's great. But your sperm is not gay. Your sperm is just excited, like, we're next, fellas, here we go. Is that shit right there? I was so scared of hell.
Oh, okay.
That was funny.
What's this? I got something with I don't know if I should
that
play
that guy.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Tom Hanks is a little suspicious. Let me explain. Tom Hanks loves to post single gloves he finds on the floor. On July 18, 2016, he posted a picture of a glove with spray-painted text right next to it. The text read, SRC USA. When you search SRC USA on the dark web, what does it show? Then a man named Isaac Cappy, a fellow actor, came out claiming Tom Hanks runs a trafficking ring. A little while later, Cappy goes on stream looking scared and completely switching up his story, saying that it was all a lie and he just did it for money. He made it clear in his stream that he's not suicidal. Then 3 days later, he jumps off a bridge. Tom Hanks is a little suspicious.
Tom Hanks is a fucker.
So, I don't know if I told you, I recently finished reading a book by Tom Hanks.
About what?
It's about making an epic movie. And it's kind of interesting.
Smoking that shit.
Yeah, I am.
Smoking that shit.
Yeah, somebody gifted me a pre-roll infused in the inside and also on the outside.
All right.
Yeah.
Take a moment. But, take a moment. Don't take such big hits.
I'm good now.
All right. But, let's hear about the movie.
Is the book The Making of a Great Motion Picture. I think it's the name of the book.
Right.
And it is a good book. It has a lot of details about the making of a movie and how everybody functions. But, dude, it talks a lot about a relationship between one of the characters and a baby and how this character is in love with this baby. And even at one point says, hey, make sure you save him for me. Yeah, it's kind of weird. And I don't know. That kind of stood out to me. Like there's at least six parts or six episodes in the book. Not episodes, but lines in the book to talk about the relationship between this adult and a baby.
Yeah, no. Tom Hanks is fucked in the head. I'm gonna call out two people that I think are definitely fucked in the head. Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks.
Why Tom Cruise? I mean, I know why Tom Hanks, but why Tom Cruise?
Because he's in Scientology. Who the fuck in their right mind is going to join that cult? You know who started that cult?
John Smith.
No, that's fucking Mormonism.
Oh, okay.
Jack Parsons. L. Ron Hubbard. And Aleister Crowley. And they were out in the desert doing fucking sex magic. And L. Ron Hubbard ran off with Jack Parsons' wife because they were doing like wife swapping and shit. You know, it's the whole thing is just, it comes back to what we're dealing with today. They want to do away with the nuclear family, you know? It's all fucked up bullshit. And it's been going on for a long time. But that was one of the big key points that started all of it.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. They called it Babylon Rising. The experiments they were doing out in the desert. Yeah, it had to do with sex magic based on the the studies of Aleister Crowley. And yeah, it's all fucked up, man. Seriously.
Yeah, I know some Aleister Crowley stuff where he was involved with like spying and recruiting people, and he really shaped a lot of history. And then he bought that estate in England that Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin ended up buying.
Yeah.
Where he practiced a lot of sex magic, and it was actually it's on Lake Ness. You know, the Loch Ness monster.
Right, right.
It's right by that lake. And so they wonder if Aleister Crowley opened up a portal and brought Nessie into Lake Ness.
Yeah, I've heard that too. It's
yeah.
Well, you know, Aleister Crowley, he was basing a lot of his studies on John Dee and I can't remember the other guy's name, but they worked for the Queen of England. And they were basically like seers. And that reminds me, there's a lady that supposedly can tell the future and shit. She wants to come on the show. And I'm not going to let her tell my future. Maybe you will. Is that a 40? Okay, never
mind. No, it's my new water bottle.
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
But it is a 40-ounce bottle.
That's all that matters. That's what I meant.
It feels like the same in my hand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I meant. It was the same size. All right, I got one more clip. I have no idea what this was about, but it's Justine Bateman. You remember her?
No.
All right. I can't remember. It's from the 80s. Or she was in shows on the 80s.
What I'm really excited about is that the political correctness, the sort of woke era is over. Because you need mob mentality momentum in order to keep that going, in order to threaten people if they're not thinking and talking the way you do, to threaten their lives, threaten their careers, threaten their place in society. You need that momentum in order to do that. And when Trump won presidency again, that cut that momentum off. So this whole woke era is over.
You're right. I mean, they only are effective when they work in perfect harmony together. And now they're all divided and arguing with each other, and they're not on offense. They're canceling each other. And that's probably a good thing. Is it really official? You believe it's official? We're never going back to cancel culture. We're never going back to political correctness. You're calling it right here?
Well, I'm saying you need that. I mean, when you look at mob mentality and the things that have happened, like the tulip mania hundreds of years ago, the burning of the witches in Salem, there needed to be a mob mentality momentum. And if you don't have that, it dies out. And I'm talking about, yes, things have changed politically, obviously, but it's spiritual. It's a spiritual shift. It started a little bit when Elon Musk bought Twitter and turned it into X. And it really changed when Donald Trump won this presidency. I can feel it, definitely.
I can feel it, too. There's also an excitement. And I don't know whether it's about the decisive victory or if it's about the way he's rolling out these cabinet officials. There's a promise in the air where people are expecting major change. And you're kind of on the edge of your seat because you don't know how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. But people expect it to happen. Are you feeling that, too?
Yeah, for the last 4 years, very acutely, and I know it preceded these 4 years as well, but there's been kind of a pressing down, and kind of limiting what people can say. And what happens, too, is you limit what can even occur in society. And so there's been a stagnation. Things haven't been moving forward in the arts, in philosophy, in politics, in medicine, in anything. And I don't mean technically did things, you know, were there technological advances or anything like that. I mean innovation, like with your thoughts, with what is coming into your spirit from God, magic, the universe, whatever you want to call it. That's been stagnated for at least 4 years. And now that's changed. And that's what I'm really excited about.
I've been waiting
for this moment for a long time.
It's a brilliant observation. And I've noticed it, too, that culture is stuck. They keep making repeats of every movie. Every TV show's a repeat. There's no creativity in Hollywood, in literature, in the arts. As you mentioned, you've noticed it more than anybody, I'm sure. But it's great to get those juices flowing again and get the spirits unbound. Justine, thank you so much for joining Jesse Waters Primetime. Yeah. Great to see you again. And I'm glad it's a spiritual revolution.
All right, Julio, yeah. you don't recognize her?
No, I do not.
She was the dumb sister on Family Ties with Michael J. Fox. You're younger than me. Maybe you don't know. Never watched Family Ties?
No, I never did.
Oh, you piece of shit. She was the dumb sister, but she's apparently she's not as dumb as she played on TV.
That's good.
So thanks, Justine Bateman. All right. You got anything else?
No, I don't. Just got to say, down with dope, up with hope.
Right. I got one more clip, and I don't know what it is, but it's Alex Jones. So, he's always crazy.
Would you like to give up? Would you like quarter? And John Paul Jones said, I have not yet begun to fight. And that's in the old English. I've only begun to fight in the common, popular, modern vernacular of English. And, of course, as his ship sunk, he tied it to the British. They took the ship, saved both ships, and that's where you get, I've only begun to fight. And that's exactly what's happening. So my sinking ship is here, tied to the new ship, and a whole armada of ships is coming. It's the American people, the people of the world. Global realignment against the New World Order. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they're in deep trouble. And so that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. So God bless you all. And the journey has just begun. Thank you. Would you like to give up? Would you like?
Everybody help out InfoWars. Dr. Jones. What is it? DrJones.com or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, we love Alex Jones here.
You know who still supports us all the way?
Who's that?
That we forgot to mention every time.
Who?
Baby Billy.
Oh, Baby Billy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so right, selfless. Man. I forgot to tell you. There was a will and trust that contacted me about. And they were like, all right, So you put your backslash on the end of it, and anybody that signs up for this will of trust, you get 50% of it. So I'm like, yeah. I say, yeah, we'll see. But
what does it have to do with Baby Billy?
It's an advertisement, just like Baby Billy's health elixir. Can you bring that up and play it for us? Baby Billy's health elixir. He was our first sponsor.
I want to play Payday.
Oh, Mama told me not to. I did it anyway. Misbehaving. Misbehaving. All right. Hold up now. I got another clip.
All culture, everything. All
right, play it, motherfucker.
Got you feeling down? Baby Billy's health elixir will lift you up. Heal the spirit to heal the body.
Cold, flu, strips, even COVID. Every disease cured with ease by this blessed formula based on ancient scripture. You just drink this tasty coconut silkiness every morning, and that's it. Done. $100 for a one-month jug. This jug's only $65 a pop, and I make nothing. Zero. Zilch. By the time I pay all my scientists, all my people in my research department, lab coats, it's a wash. Well, why you do it then, Baby Billy? Well, because I'm selfless. And I want to heal as many people as the dear Lord lets me.
Baby Billy's health elixir. A miracle in a bottle. Not approved by the FDA.
So selfless.
We want to thank Baby Billy, our first sponsor.
Yep.
And he is so selfless.
He is.
We want to help him with his congregation. Good luck.
There will come a payday.
All right, no, we don't want that. All right.
Do y'all want to see a sneak peek?
Come on now. Come on now. Why don't cut it off?
Because guess what? I wore my clock.
You're so afraid we're going to get like turned off.
No, I don't care about that. I just want to keep playing Baby Billy shit. We got more important issues. Right?
Why are you gay?
Right.
I found that guy. Did you see that? I found his profile on like Twitter or Instagram.
Nah.
That guy that interviews people, and he's like, why are you gay?
What country is he from?
It's got to be someplace in Africa, bro.
Of course.
Not just because he's black, but like the way he sounds, it sounds very.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely African.
I was going to say very black, but yeah, African is
the
right
word. No. I mean, black people in America sound black. Now, he sounds African. That's two different things, brother. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just giving him like the proper credit.
No, he doesn't sound black. He sounds African.
Yep.
All right. I think we're done here. You got anything else?
No, but I think I can definitely sign off. We should sign off on this.
Hold on.
We'll sign off on this banger of a jam for everybody out there that's ever been on hold.
I don't hear a thing.
What do you mean?
I don't hear nothing. Because you dick around with that Twitter, man. That Twitter sucks. I'm telling you. All right.
You hear it now?
No. All right, we're gonna have to. We're gonna have to figure something out about this shit.
Yeah. All right, but I'm done.
All right. Well, I'm glad you came back. I didn't know if Julio was gonna return. He was questionable.
I'm always questionable.
Yeah, right. But like I said, next week it might be me, Julio, and Brian, or it might just me, might just be me and Brian. But he's hooked
still
up with
it. Gonna be a great episode, man.
Yeah. Now I hope you can join us. It's gonna be like 7 o'clock in the morning Sunday. Next Sunday.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
All right. And I'm not putting this shit out tonight. I'm about to go to sleep. I'll put it out tomorrow.
Sounds good.
And yeah, so if anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram. Whose birthday is it?
It was mine.
Oh, it's your birthday today?
No, it was over like a week ago or something.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. Me and my wife just had our anniversary.
And some candles like this.
It always happens on Thanksgiving. You know? All right. Yeah, get a hold of us at 31 Flu Frog 6. That's 31 FLU, as in the Wuhan flu. Call us and leave us a voicemail or a text or whatever. China. All right. So, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Are those live rounds? Seven, 7.62 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood and banged more quiff, busted more you numbnuts put together. Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
You couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
We should sort of escape from reality.
Yeah, I don't need this shit.
I am reality.
Now, I got no fight.
But any man does what he's told. But when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.